This is a hymn that has become very well known to us, one of the favorite hymns of the St. Olaf Choir. And the Swedish contribution is a hymn that also is much heard among us. It probably isn't a great poem as such, but it catches the heart of a lot of people, especially heard it from childhood, 572. I haven't heard it here, so we might play it, Tom. It again is quite different. The Swedish melody, Lena Sandell-Berg, was the popular writer of hymns in the pietistic movement in Sweden. Psalm 264 is a beloved hymn in the Swedish church at communion time. Thine own, O loving Savior, are bidden here by thee. Thy passion's fruits, thy favor, thyself thou givest free to all who by thy grace and love are members of thy kingdom, now here and then above. Another Norwegian hymn that is well known and impressive is 599. And I think we want to hear that, Tom. As so many good hymns, it's based on a particular section of scripture, and this is based on that passage in Book of Revelations where the great white host stands before the throne of God and sings the praises of God. Then sing, ye conquering legions white, let myriad voices hail his might and praise the Lord who by his word hath established you in light. Ye who all earthly lure did flee, who sowed and toiled, but tears to see with rapture bring your sheaves and sing a heavenly melody. Lift up your palms, your voices raise through heaven's vault and endless days. To God and to the Lamb is due eternity of praise. Brewerson is a Norwegian writer, and this is wedded to that Norwegian folk song by Grieg. There is a Finnish hymn too. We will not stop with it here. It isn't very often sung. There have been some attempts to get Finlandia to be a melody of a hymn, but it hasn't succeeded so far. But you will find a great many folk songs that are the basis of hymn tunes here. Another great chapter in the hymnal are the English writers. They make up a great part of the selections. In fact, the hymnal's been criticized by some because there's too much attention given to the Anglican and other English authors. But the committee would say that these are, after all, some of our best hymns. They're the hymns that are written in a language that we can easily understand and sing. And all I need to do is to read the titles of some of these hymns, and I think you'll sense how familiar they are to us. John Keble's, for instance, Son of My Soul, Thou Savior Dear. 394, pause just a moment because I think it's a beautiful little hymn. 394, Blessed Are the Pure in Heart. No, Jesus, Lover of My Soul is 394. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see their God. The secret of the Lord is theirs, their soul is Christ's abode. The Lord who left the sky our life and peace to bring, to dwell in loneliness with men, their pattern and their king. Still to the lowly soul he doth himself impart, and for his dwelling and his throne chooseth the pure in heart. Lord, we thy presence seek, ours may this blessing be. Give us a pure and lowly heart, a temple meet for thee. James Montgomery, who was brought up a Moravian, has no less than 14 hymns in the hymnal. Angels from the Realm of Glory, Go to Dark Gethsemane, Hail to the Lord's Anointed, In the Hour of Trial. These are all Montgomery hymns. Charles Wesley, the great Methodist leader, has 19 hymns. And some of the most popular hymns of all are Wesley's. Oh, for a heart to praise my God, Jesus, Lover of My Soul, 393, the hymn that was written in an hour of trial when questioned whether the storms would be able to survive the storm, while the nearer waters roll, while the tempest still is high. Hide me, O my Savior, hide till the storm of life is past. Safe into the haven guide, O receive my soul at last. Thou, O Christ, art all I want. More than all in thee I find. Raise the fallen, cheer the faint, heal the sick and lead the blind. Just and holy is thy name. I am all unrighteousness. False and full of sin I am. Thou art full of truth and grace. Love divine, all love excelling, O for a thousand tongues to sing. Soldiers of Christ arise, hark the herald angels sing. Christ the Lord is risen. These are all Wesley hymns. And think how poor we would be if we didn't have this treasury of hymns. And one of the greatest of all of them is Isaac Watts. Congregational minister, Wesley Methodist, Montgomery Moravian, Keble Anglican, Isaac Watts, Congregationalist. Before Jehovah's awful throne, turn a moment to 161. I'd like to point out something that probably we don't always realize. The Puritans were not, to begin with, much interested in composing hymns. They believe that you should hold yourself to the Psalms of David. And the first of the Puritan hymn books were paraphrases of the Psalms. And here you have 161, Old Hundredth, which means that this psalm was based on Psalm 100. You can find other psalms that are similarly related. But the name has its name from this Genevan Psalter of 1551. out of Calvin's Geneva when Bourgeois was developing a hymnody based on the Psalms. And you have this majestic here, before Jehovah's awful throne, ye nations bow with sacred joy. Know that the Lord is God alone. He can create and he destroys. Joy to the world is Isaac Watts' hymns. And that other great hymn, 168. I don't like to rush through this way, but there's so much here that I don't know why we never pay attention to these things. It's seldom that I hear a sermon on the hymnal. Seldom I hear much references to the hymns. Sometimes I'd rather hear half a dozen hymns than a sermon, to be more in it. Because each one of these is a concentrated sermon. But certainly one of the great hymns is 168, written by Isaac Watts, based on Psalm 90. And would you play that for us? 168. O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blast, and our eternal home. Great piece for organ. There have been many organ numbers based on it. 503. When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss and pour contempt on all my pride. See from his head, his hands, his feet, sorrow and love flow mingled down. Did e'er such love and sorrow meet, or thorns compose so rich a crown? Were the whole realm of nature mine, that were an offering far too small. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. This is great hymnody, and we can measure other hymns by how close they approach. Psalm 307, another Watts hymn. Jesus shall reign wherever the sun doth his successive journeys run, his kingdom stretch from shore to shore, till moon shall wax and wane no more. To him shall endless prayer be made, and praises throng to crown his head. His name like sweet perfume shall rise with every morning sacrifice. People and realms of every tongue dwell on his love with sweetest song, and infant voices shall proclaim their early blessings on his name. There are a couple hymns that a lot of people love. I think we probably don't sing them enough to know how much there's back of them. And there are stories back of these hymns, which we haven't time to go into here. 402, George Matheson. O love that will not let me go, I rest my weary soul in thee. I give thee back the life I owe, that in thine ocean depths its flow may richer, fuller be. O light that followest all my way, I yield my flickering torch to thee. My heart restores its borrowed ray, that in thy sunshine's blaze its day may brighter, fairer be. O joy that seekest me through pain, I cannot close my heart to thee. I trace the rainbow through the rain, and feel the promise is not vain, that morn shall tearless be. O cross that liftest up my head, I dare not ask to fly from thee. I lay in dust, life's glory dead, and from the ground there blossoms red, life that shall endless be. And 508 is another hymn that's deeply thoughtful. You have to pray yourself into some of these hymns. You don't sing them only. They become your own expression of something that is truly a part of your own experience. Make me a captive, Lord. You talk about freedom so much. Make me a captive, Lord, and then I shall be free. Force me to render up my sword, and I shall conqueror be. I sink in life's alarms when by myself I stand. Imprison me within thine arms, and strong shall be my hand. My will is not my own till thou hast made it thine. If it would reach a monarch's throne, it must its crown resign. It only stands unbent amid the clashing strife when on thy bosom it has lent and found in thee its life. Some of the writers, great writers of English, have tried their hands at hymns. Some have succeeded, some haven't. We have in 431 a hymn by a well-known British poet, Matthew Bridges. I heard President Newbell of the old United Lutheran Church claim that this was the greatest hymn, as far as he was concerned, that was in the hymnal. Yet we don't sing it very often, but it is a great hymn. Crown him with many crowns, the Lamb upon his throne. Hark how the heavenly anthem drowns all music but its own. Awake, my soul, and sing of him who died for thee, and hail him as the match, thy matchless king through all eternity. Crown him the Lord of love, behold his hands and side, rich wounds yet visible above in beauty glorified. No angel in the sky can fully bear that sight, but downward bends his burning eye at mystery so bright. You have to read the whole hymn to get the fullness of what it has. John Henry Newman has given us a hymn that came out of the depths of his own experience when he was trying to find his way. He finally joined the Roman Catholic Church out of that Anglican group that was so dissatisfied with the condition of the church in England. Would you play that, Tom, for us? I think we all know it.
What was the number?
523. Yes, the Dykes tune. Augustus Toplady, another English writer, has given us Rock of Ages, which is so well known. William Cowper has a couple of hymns, Oh for a Closer Walk with God, and 495, which I don't think is sung so often, but I like the thought of it. Sometimes the light surprises the Christian while he sings. It is the Lord who rises with healing in his wings. When comforts are declining, he grants the soul again the season of clear shining to cheer it after rain. While he sings, these things may happen as we are singing. In holy contemplation, we sweetly then pursue the theme of God's salvation and find it ever new. Set free from present sorrow, we cheerfully can say, let the unknown tomorrow bring with it what it may. It can bring with it nothing, but he will bear us through. Who gives the lilies clothing will clothe his people too. Beneath the spreading heavens, no creature but is fed, and he who feeds the ravens will give his children bread. There are a few American samples, and I'll have to close. John Greenleaf Whittier has three hymns, which is rather unusual, and they're hymns that we love, Dear Lord and Father of Mankind, and 476, especially one verse there, I think, is rich. You can live with this the rest of your life, and you'll still feel that you've only begun to get the meaning of it. Verse 3, we may not climb the heavenly steeps to bring the Lord Christ down. In vain we search the lowest deeps, for him no depths can drown. But warm, sweet, tender, even yet a present help is he, and faith has still its Olivet, and love its Galilee. The healing of his seamless dress is by our beds of pain. We touch him in life's throng and press, and we are whole again. There's a Bible passage back of that. Through him the first fond prayers are said, our lips of childhood frame. The last low whispers of our dead are burdened with his name. O Lord and Master of us all, whate'er our name or sign, we own thy sway, we hear thy call, we test our lives by thine. There's a hymn, O Brother Man, which touches on our social duties. James Russell Lowell has a hymn, Once to Every Man, 547. We sang it last night. And believe it or not, we even got 500 into the hymnal, which indicates something of the future, I think. Would you play that as final hymn, Tom? 500. 500. Well, you can understand why I speak about the unity of the church in the hymnal. Here we have all faiths, all nations, all ages in one place, in one book. We can go through the ages and sing with the saints and sinners, those who pray and those who praise in all the experiences of man. Tomorrow, if you're interested, I'd like to take the other part of our hymnal and speak about the unity of the church in worship. And I think I can show that we're much more united in our worship than we realize. So much for today.
Pastor,
yes?
Now, we've gone through all these hymns. We haven't sung a lot. Couldn't we close and sing?
Well, I purposely did because I thought you could read them. But if you want to sing one, which one do you want to sing?
500.
All right, we'll sing 500. I think there are only two stanzas. No. Well, let's see. They're not too long. Let's sing all of them. Give you a chance to express yourself. Let's stand up.
Were you there when they nailed him to the tree?